بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Sheikh Rahmatullah is meeting us right until 78-79. Ramadan used to be in Saharanpur. And then from Saharanpur used to go by car, and on the road would be the Sarhind Sharif. So there's a Mujaddid Al-Fasani Rahmatullah. And he would move on and onto the Amritsar border. So the Amritsar is the border to Pakistan. And here the senior ulama and sulaha awliya used to be anticipating his coming, his teaching. Allah Ta'ala keeps some Zubayr Adeen such that everybody can agree on. They may have some personal differences in certain matters, but in broader issues they can agree. So Shaykh Rahmatullah was of that category. Maybe in one, two issues people may have disagreed, but overall they had agreed with him. And Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with such a charisma that he could handle all this. So that means we have very broad shoulders. Sayyid Ata'ullah Shah Bukhari Sahib, he was the orator of India Pakistan. The only orator that I know of, his bayan will start at Isha and will end at Fajr, and nobody will leave. It captured the whole crowd. So he would, when he's passing through, he'd make a point of coming to the Shaykh Rahmatullah. And though famous orators, everybody wants to receive them. So everyone has to host him, but he insists that he'll go to the Shaykh Rahmatullah. And Shaykh's house used to be called Kachagar. Kachagar because it was made of mud. Right? And then he would say, this reminds me of Rasulullah Baksal's house. It was. He'll open out his bedding and he'll rest there. And the same was the case with the Shaykh al-Islam rahmatullahi alayhi. As the whole Saharanpur would be inviting him, coming here, and meals are here. Meals are here and sleeping here as well. But Shaykh al-Islam will just find an excuse to be here. So the relationship was very, very great. And the relationship was such that if there was an issue, sometimes the Shaykh al-Islam would present it before the Shaykh al-Mutalib, and sometimes the Shaykh would present it to the Shaykh al-Islam. So the relationship was quite free. The relationship was such the Shaykh al-Islam Sahib, in his struggle against the British, then he won't want any British product. For the people that he knew, he doesn't want them to wear any cloth that is prepared in Britain. So if it's polyester, cotton, etc., he doesn't want that. And sometime now, it happens at home, the ladies present the clothing, right? And you wear it. And just then, the Shaykh al-Islam came in. As he came in, and he saw this type of cloth, so he just took the collar and tore it, ripped it open. But that was the relationship. See. So Allah will give us that relationship, that mohabbat. There is a bigger picture, and for the bigger picture, the other smaller things can be left out. When I say left out, not agreed upon. I disagree, so I will not be for it at any cost. But let's meet on issues that are agreeable. We all agree on that. So let's meet on that. We don't bring these issues. Now, it's a bigger cause, it's a greater cause. Umar Palanpuri Sahib Rahmatullahi says, I was in the Jamaat one day, and it was an Arab Jamaat. So we were traveling by train, and the Jamaat commenced was discussing some controversial things. What is the topic you read? Yeah. So the Arabs started on controversial subjects, like how we have Rafa Yadain and Amin Bil Jahar. So now that goes against the spirit of the Jamaat. So what I saw now, this is becoming a little bit heavy. Says, "Unaka yu, al-nasu yamutuna bighayri dinin wa bighayri kalima, wa antum takhtalifuna fi hadhihi al-umur." Yeah, people are dying. They don't know kalima, etc. Basic things they don't know. They're all discussing these issues, whereas these issues, there is room for difference. Right? Here, there is no room for difference. And we may think this is something of India. It happens here. Some 15 years ago, Mufti Shafiqul Islam from Bangladesh, he was here. So there was a suggestion that as he's going back to Joburg, then he must go through Free State and Bethlehem, right? But go through there. Here, the phone was made to Imam then, Mullah Ashraf was the Imam, or amongst the people that were in charge, that we're sending Mufti Shafiqul Islam, and there are quite a few Bangladeshis there. So arrange for a program. He's from Bangladesh, so they will respond better to him. They know the language, and he knows the temperaments. So for the first time in the history of the masjid, there were about 600 people that came in, all Bangladeshis. But the greater part of them didn't know what is Kalima, didn't know who is Rasul Pak, nothing. So now this speaker, how do we reach to this people, right? Now, in presenting, we don't bring these issues. Right? Though, there may be some issues that are important, right? So that those issues, we must discuss it, we must thrash it out, but at a different forum. Now, this is a different forum, this is a different forum. We must discuss it, what is right, what is wrong, we have to discuss it, right? Because there are issues that come under the ambit of ikhtilaf, right? Furu'i ikhtilaf, where there is scope for it, right? And there are issues where there is no scope for differences of opinion, like integrating photography, right? There's no scope for difference. So now there we have to trash it out. When I say there is no scope, So this was brought first by Hazrat Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi. Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi says, Ikhtilafi Masail, they don't come under Nahi Anil Munkar. He's making Rafa Yadain and he's making Amin Bil Jahar, right? So this Amin Bil Jahar and Rafa Yadain, it doesn't come under Nahi Anil Munkar, because both have got valid reasons. He got a valid reason to go on that way. He's got a valid reason of going on that way. Right? So, when he's got a valid reason, it's supported by hadith. When he's got, he's supported by hadith, then we can't rebuke him for this, because he's holding on to hadith. And the whole chain ends up with imams, very illustrious. We all accept them, right? Illustrious imams, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayh. So they were illustrious imams, and we all hold them in high esteem. Right? So it's not that they are holding on to something that was baseless, right? So that is one. So Shah Sahib was very strong on this, that these type of ikhtilafi masail, they don't come under the ambit of Nahi Anil Munkar. But when it came to the masla of photography, then he himself asked Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi to write a kitab against it. You know, you talk of a hadith, you see a sahabi giving a fatwa against his riwayat, right? Like you see Surul Kalb, right? Surul Kalb, where an animal has drunk from something, right? So it's a carnivorous animal, like a dog, right? So the hadith says, when a dog drinks from it, then faqsiluha sab'an saminuha biturab, you wash it 7 times, and the 8th time you rub it with sand as well. Rub it with sand, wash the thing. Then only it will become pak. Now who's the reporter? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, right? But then when Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is asked about such ghulughul kalb, right? Utensil that was used by an animal, carnivorous, right? So the fatwa he gave was, no, you are supposed to be washing it just 3 times. So his fatwa is against his riwayat. When his fatwa is against his riwayat, then we will say, when we look at the esteem and the martaba, the maqam of Abu Huraira, you know, so he must have had some hadith for him to go against his marwi. So he must have had some hadith. We can't see now that he's got the hadith and he slipped up here, or he forgot about it, or deliberately he went against it. You can't say that. Because now that will go against the adalat of the sahabi. So same here now, you look at the Shah Sahib Rahmatullahi. So one side he's saying Nahi Anil Munkar, right? And then he says that ikhtilafi masail don't come under the ambit of Nahi. But now he himself is instructing Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi that you write a strict kitab against this. So that means he also understands it, that there is no scope here. There is no scope. Because he was the one that was propagating this, and when it comes to photography, then he's smashing it down. See? So now, these things have to be understood. See? When we don't understand it, and we'll just make some fleeting statements that there is ikhtilaf on this. They say one reputable alim, right? He saw his son was not so bright, you see. So he was about passing away. So as he's passing away, so he's telling his son, see, I'm going now. So people will come and ask you masail. So when they آج مسائل وجہ سے اس میں اختلاف ہے. سو دیر تھنک یو آر ویری گریٹ عالم بیکاز یو نو آل دا اختلاف آر دوس ناٹ اونلی دا رولنگس بٹ یو نو دا اختلاف از ویل. سو دا فادر ڈائڈ اینڈ ایز دا فادر ہیڈ پرڈکٹڈ پیپل کیم ٹو ہیم. سو سمر کیم اینڈ آسک ہیم واٹ ٹو ٹیل ہیم. سو اس میں اختلاف ہے. In our colloquial language, you say, Tatama chance. Isn't that a big chance? Eh? So, some places there is room, some places there is no room. When I'm looking at things, I feel very confidently today, you want an easy passage to the Akhirat, accept your mistake. Don't make a story. I'm wrong. I accept my mistake. And I'm seeing in the Quran Sharif that at least about 5 times the same thing. Adam alayhi salam saying the same thing. Nuh alayhi salam says the same thing. So, inna abni min ahli wa inna wa'adaka al-haq. And Allah Pak says إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ, right? And then Nuh alayhi salam makes إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ. See that? So there, he didn't make up a cover-up story. Adam alayhi salam also didn't make up a cover-up story. He accepted it straight away. No cover-up story. So I feel confident that because the ummah has come so low, so at least they yuharrimu al haram wa yuhilluna al halal, inshallah then najat will be made at some point, right? Allah Pak knows, but I feel very confident. So don't mix these issues. Now start mixing issues and say, you know, we're talking about very, very important things. So someone talks about, I'll be talking about important issue of, right, very important issues, and someone is talking about a small insignificant issue, right, referring to photography, right? So that issue which Rasulullah Basim said ashaddun nasi azaban, and if you see it's a small thing, talking of drugs, right, and you bring up small issues of YouTube, etc., then it doesn't warrant that you bring up these issues. This thing, ashaddun nasi, and then you water it down, and you're talking of drugs, and you bring this. Now, the answer to this is simple. See, answer is this. Now, talking of an important issue about drugs, right? In the meanwhile, someone is hijacking your car. So will you have that attitude that we are talking about very, very, very important things? This car is not an important thing. So take a look at replace the thing. Someone gets hooked into drugs, then will you accept that? The whole masjid will go to try and get the person, right? We treat it so that's your personal wealth. Our personal wealth, we are so. So I say, this is the wealth of Allah Ta'ala, the wealth of Deen, then do we take it casually? See that? So the understanding of people is gone. And now the need is to explain these things here, not by smashing out, but by misal. See, I'm giving an example. So the thing goes very quick into the mind. We talk of interfaith, right? So we say now, see, the worst thing under the sun is kufr and shirk, right? That's the worst thing, right? There can't be anything more deplorable. In the words of our ulama and awliya, shirk and kufr, right, is worse than number two. Right? It's worse than that. It's so bad. Because such a stench, you know. 2 days ago there was an email that came. So one person came for bayat. So I accepted him and told him, see, this phone is causing a havoc, you know. So my suggestion is that you don't experiment with this. It was some 3-4 weeks ago. So 2 days ago he came, his phone, his email came. Well, you know what, after you explain this, see, it's a simple person, or an alim, but now he's looking at it in the light of truth, in the light of honesty. He says, he's writing back, and he says, there are YouTube and all these things here. It's definitely got a terrible stink. And I don't think that the good is equal to the evil. It's far in excess. Far, far in excess, right? And now, then he says, I got an intention to come here, bring my 3 phones and dip it into the water. So I asked Yusuf, now, what do you mean by dipping in the water? I, at that point, I didn't know. So, what is to dip in the water? Yusuf says, once you dip into the water, that phone becomes absolutely useless. It will cost you more to fix it up than buying a new phone. But now, when a person is true, and it's easy to work, it's honest, it comes to the fore, so it's easy to correct the person. But if he doesn't do that, then he is living in that stench. Like I say now, the worst guna is shirk, right? It's worse than feces, right? If your hand got feces, you won't go to Jahannam, right? You'll go to Jahannam. So wash it out, clears up, right? That's the worst. Right? But with shirk, can you go to Jannat? So the shirk, can you put it together with iman? But the stench is so bad. The stink is so bad. So similarly, I ask you, alright, in one stove, put on number 2 and put your food. Let this number 2 also cook on one pot. Right? So now, iman and disbelief, how can they work hand in glove? How can they work? You can't take the number 2 near the pot, right? Say, that biryani was prepared, right? And someone put a nice big package of number 2 there. Will you eat that biryani? Although, you can tell the person it's not contaminated. You just put it on the lid already, that's all. Will you eat the thing? Ask yourself. So this interfaith thing, how can it work? See, it's got such a stench, it can't work. But I say, we're not using our reasoning, or sometimes we're coming out too hard. We're not explaining it. See, open it out to the level of the public, make them understand how serious this shirk is. When we talk about interfaith, then Satanism must also be included, the LG must be included, every type of religion must be included. Now then you must have a prayer room that accommodates for everybody. He's doing his LG there, and he's doing his Satanism there, he's doing his atheism there, everybody's allowed. So, like I say, put number 2 and put iman. Can it work? You know, even to say that is disgusting. You can't even say that. So, when it was important issues, they would thrash it out. But the Shaykh Hamza says that, I don't go to jalsas, right? He gave a reason. So there were good orators coming in, into Sahanpur. And Sahanpur now is a central place, right? So if the orator makes a mistake, there are quite a few ulama and an alim will bring it to his attention, right? One person said, Asma mein shor ho raha tha, ki ye kis ki aamad hai? There was a big discussion in the sky on the night of Mi'raj, who is coming tonight, you know. Such a great personality is coming. So, you must have heard of Mawlana Rahmatullah Kirani, right? So his younger brother, great alim was. But he was gone more into Tib and all that. But very senior. He says, Khuda ki kasam ye jhoot hai. In that majah, he says, Khuda ki kasam ye jhoot hai. There they didn't even know. They asked, when permission was asked, who's there? Jibreel. Who's with you? Rasul Paksam. Permission was granted? Yes. Then, so waha par agar shor hota, this is, what was the need for this process? Now, this ilmi centers, they were open. Talk about it, and nobody took exception. Right? So, if it was wrong, and the wrong is clear, then someone must bring it to their attention. Right? It's such a good spirit. Right? That small boy Ilyas, so he said, you know, a lot of people are making mistakes. What are the mistakes? So no, this is al Subhana Zil Izzati Wal Azmati. So I was asking, what was the right thing? Subhana Zil Izzati Wal Azamati. So now, he brought it to the, and I was appreciative. He's small, but he got the zapt right. When he got the zapt right, I mustn't say, hey, it's a light enough. What he knows? If he's talking sense, accept the thing. Someone will bring it, even if it's small, but what you know, I know more than you. So that attitude is not right. It's a mistake, accept the mistake, carry on. It's a lovely environment. It's like a, you know, khubi ki len den. It's a center for taking and giving, giving and taking. An open environment, right? Now sometimes it would happen that at that time now, Shaykhul Islam was in charge of the Jamiat, right? The Jamiat used to have a newspaper. I don't know, but until I was in India, they had a newspaper, right? Al Jamiat. So if there was any photo, then as a Shaykh, I would bring it to the attention to of Shaykhul Islam. I didn't know about it. You were going to show them straight away. Why was this photo printed here? Straight away. So, things were clear. No ambiguity, there was no need to fight. Because both sides, there was sincerity. Right? Sincerity was brought in. It was said how it's supposed to be said. Right? So, things became very clear. Now, that is an atmosphere that's enjoyable. And you don't have to make humiliate and disgrace the person, right? But that doesn't mean you don't correct the person. Right? You don't have to humiliate him, but that doesn't mean you don't correct the person. Right? Right? When there's a plague that breaks out, right? Then everybody wants, hey, you better mask, huh? You better mask. Ismail mustn't cough too loudly. Police also ran away. Coughed. So the police also ran away. So every person thinks of making Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar. And then after 5 years, the head of all this was that Mahdi, right? He was the head of all this, as a specialist. He said, all this is a farce, baseless. Masking and distancing, all this thing was a farce. Right. But now, they hoodwink people into believing this thing. Right. But now, when they hoodwink people and they force the inoculation, etc., right? And there were so much of side effects. Right? Many people died. Many people got terminal sicknesses. Many people have got cardiac problems. Now the decency they had, they should have, to compensate. Say, we caused it for you all. And you people have become terminally ill because of this. So justice requires that we compensate. I know people who lost their jobs. Now, they should at least compensate. Now, they didn't have the, they don't have the heart to compensate. See that? It's all one-sided thing. And when it's one-sided, we also become one-sided. Islam is showing that we be true, clear, honest, and we go on that path. And I see it's such a beautiful atmosphere to be in. Right? We had one elderly black Muslim, new Muslim. So he was about over 50. So I suggested, well, you got another madrasa, you go there. Because if I'm going to put you in here, then there'll be children that are more like, fit to be your grandchildren. I'm going to pay you with them in the room and the class, they may disrespect you. Children now, you are part of the class, so they won't show you the respect that you deserve. So you go in this madrasa, and I'll make the arrangements. Inshallah, they'll give you admission there. A new Muslim. Now, after about 3 weeks, he got to know that lengthening the moustache was not right. So he got angry actually. Now look at the truth. Brand new Muslim. He got angry, says, well, you knew it was wrong, and why did you let me live in sin for 3 weeks? See the truth. He had the truth in his heart. We took a liking for him. Although he scolded us, we thought, all right, he's new. Let's take him gradually. But now he said, well, you should have told me from the very beginning. So I don't live in sin. See? But now that atmosphere, how beautiful it is. I know the mistake. I accepted the mistake. I gave the mistake. It's a give and take. And it's so beautiful. Right? The doctor also points out some mistakes to you. You don't take exception. So now we're talking about the Sheikh Ramtari and he's moving on, right? So the senior ulama there would make a point of discussing with him. That Moisub Binori Sahib Rahmatali. And then again Adat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatali. They were the senior most in Pakistan, 3-4 people. One is Mufti Mahmood of Pakistan. Mr. Binori Sahib, Muhammad Shafi Sahib, by Idris Kandelvi Sahib. So they were the 3-4 most popular ulama. All make a point of discussing issues, etc., personal or public or madrasa related. So one concern they had was that we don't see the type of flavor in the madrasa what we saw originally. Originally we saw a different type of a flavor, and now the ambience has changed. Now the namaz is on and the boys are still sipping tea, so they're not worried about the takbir ula. Now before it was such that everybody is making it for the first takbir. You try and somehow make it for the first takbir, make it for the first serve. So that was like a passion that they had. Now they worried about sipping tea, etc. They missed 2 rakats, 3 rakats, so they're joining in Jamaat. But that's not what we inherited. So they were talking about these type of problems then. I don't know if they were alive now, but they would have fainted now. So what other things happening in the madrasa there? So now, the Sheikh Ramtari gave it a thought, serious thought, because these things, you can see now, there's a deterioration, right? What is happening is the boys are looking into the news, right? When they're looking into the news, they're getting other ideas. And then those ideas are overwhelming them. See, like, when the riots took place in Sahanpur, so when they traced the reason, they saw that the boys were looking at the papers, right? And the papers will say, this factory here the employees are connected to the labor union, right? And the labor union, if there's any problem, we're all striking, right? We're all striking. So they're reading all these articles here, and then the company has to give in and accede to these people's demands. So the students are feeling, alright, we also like laborers, and we are like laborers, then they should accede to our demands. As Sheikh Salman says, one is, this is not behavior that behoves students, right? The madrasa is something else. It's not a, number two, the reasoning is not right as well. Because in this labor union, these people are working for the company. The company needs them, right? Right? They are working for the company. Right? And here in the madrasa, 99% India madrasas, students are learning there without paying any fee. Here, they are getting a salary and they're paying the unions, and the unions are standing up for them. So they're paying them. And here, what money have you given to the madrasa? What service have you provided for the madrasa? So is your reasoning right? No? So that's why I say, our problem is we don't study the Usul al-Shashi and Nur al-Anwar so well, like we're supposed to be studying. Right? And if you're studying that well, then you know what is qiyas. You know what it is to analyze correctly. But now, we don't study these things well, right? So, the reasoning ability is not there. When the reasoning ability is not there, we're coming to wrong conclusions. So anyway, this is what happens to the student's mind, right? I advise these people, I've seen through the whole thing, and I feel now it's about time that every madrasa should have a group of zakirin, even if it is from the townspeople. It doesn't have to be students only, townspeople. And even if it is that some sleeping arrangements are made for them, and food arrangements are made for them, but it's worth the while that there must be some zakirin in the madrasa. They must be engaging in zikr. And then he says, see, the whole world is suspended to you saying Allah, Allah. The whole world's existence is suspended on zikr, right? That's the existence of the world. So, your madrasa, small madrasa, is insignificant compared to the entire universe, right? So the whole existence of the universe is suspended on zikr, right? Then tumhare madrasa ki kya haysiyat hai? So there was a discussion carrying on thereafter. So Mr. Birori Sahab said, but I just want to understand, I'm not objecting, but I want to understand. But in the madrasa we are teaching hadith and Quran Sharif, but isn't that zikr as well? So the Shaykh replied, he says, you see, every situation, one situation is different from the other. Right? And when it's different, then the cure also may be different. Right? Like you see a child, right? So the best food is what? Meat, beef, and veg, all that, right? So that's the best food. Can you find any food better than that? You can't find it, right? Right. But now, the child doesn't have the capacity for that. He's born now. Came beef, inviting him for a braai, yeah, biryani that side, and achar that side, or what will happen? 1 hour's time, he'll die. His system can't take it. So now, the child's capacity is weak. That capacity, that strength has to be strengthened. See, the ability to take this type of food must be strengthened. So if you start, you initiate the child with milk. And with that milk now, that capacity will develop. And as that capacity develops, now you can enjoy all the different variety of foods. So the actual nutrient or nourishment is the Quran, and that's the actual nutrient. But these people don't have the capacity to take this thing. And that's why you see the misbehavior. You know, there's an indigestion because the stomach is not agreeable. Constipated or indigestion or some rumbling in the stomach. Why? Because the stomach didn't have the capacity or there was some problem, right? You sort that thing out, then after that you can enjoy. Right? But now you've got all this problem, indigestion, and just sending everything, you'll worse, make it worse. So now here there's a mental breakdown. They don't have the capacity. And you're giving them Quran, you give them Hadith. And they don't have it. When they don't have it, now is the response going to be right? Will they respond correctly like how you desire? Or it will be incorrect? Right? And if you're a student and the namaz is carrying on and he's watching sports or the television, all these things happen, right? But why? You won't say that the Quran and Hadith doesn't have an effect. He doesn't have a capacity to digest them. Because he doesn't have the capacity to digest, so he's got indigestion. He's not showing that type of effect. Now, the cure is not giving more. The cure is now put him into a curative process. Right? He needs to take this medication like this for this period. Then he'll build up that capacity. Now when he builds up that capacity, now that Quran will have a different effect. One ayat is sufficient to get the person going, just one ayat. But now he's got an indigestion, he's got constipation, he's got a troubled system, right? And you're feeding all this thing here, and then you expect good to come out of it, then your reasoning is not right. Okay.